welcome to the Questionnaires podcast, where each week we source the best questions from Yahoo Answers and attempt to provide the best advice from...
Did you guys hear Yahoo Answers is shutting down on May 4th?
Two.
What the fuck are we going
to
do?
We're here to prove that every question deserves an answer. Joined with me this week, as always, is Marcus.
Hello.
And Damien.
Today is a dark day, Tom.
It's funny. Like when I saw that come up, I was like, oh no, my livelihood.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's it. Our livelihood was in tatters.
I did see some humor in the fact that I think we were only the only three people in the world when we saw that news article saying it's being shut down.
Yeah.
Who were like immediately like, I need to share this with my friends. People need to know.
This is binge. Yeah. This is like newsworthy of friend
Whereas
sharing.
Most people would have just scrolled straight past it and not even registered.
Everyone on Twitter was just like, you mean we don't get gems like this anymore? It's like, how do I get my girlfriend pregnant? Instead of pregnant, like they're making fun. Like it's like, yeah, get rid of it. It's sort of shit. It's like, no, it's
we need it.
We need it.
It's our livelihood.
It is our livelihood.
So we had a damage control meeting on that morning when the news did drop.
We thought 2020 was bad.
Yeah, right.
This is our pandemic.
COVID's next cup was Yahoo Answers.
That's it. We had disaster relief meeting. Yeah. We'll try to figure out. That's it.
Look, I think we can take solace in the fact that we've done this show for 5 years. So in a way, we've unintentionally made an archive of Yahoo Answers. There's 5 years of questions littered throughout, you know, our episodes.
Yep.
So that's kind of nice to know.
That's true.
Yahoo Answers will live on through this podcast until, because we archive our own episodes.
They get archived
until that all gets archived.
Yeah.
So you did mention, Tom, we have gone into, we've had some meetings.
Yes.
We've discussed.
Yeah. The boardroom was closed doors all day. Several orders of
the
like
kingdom
Chinese,
doors,
Chinese.
The kingdom
food.
Doors were shut though.
We had to order takeaway as we were just sitting there talking all day, trying to work out what we're going to do.
And what was the solution, Tom? What did we come up with?
Well, look, luckily, I mean, Yahoo Answers is closing down and shutting down on May 4th, but we found this little gem that you might have heard of called the internet, which also happens to be a well of stupid questions that we can source elsewhere. So
people ask stupid questions on the internet everywhere. Yes. They don't just go to Yahoo, thankfully.
Exactly. We would look exclusively on Yahoo Answers, but obviously it just means that, you know what, the well has dried up and this is a kingdom and sometimes our resources get depleted.
I feel like Yahoo Answers was a puddle.
Yep.
And the internet was the ocean. Yeah. We were fishing in the puddle.
Right.
Now we're going into the ocean.
We were fishing for like, you know, tiny fish.
Yeah.
Moby Dick's out there.
Yeah.
We got to get some dick.
That's it. Moby. That's it. He's there.
Yeah, we'll get Moby. Yeah. We'll actually get Moby.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's perfect. Like you said, thankfully, stupidity is not exclusive to Yahoo Answers.
That's right.
It exists in other pockets of the internet.
Yep.
So we guarantee you guys, we will still bring you stupid questions every week that we will endeavor to answer.
Exactly. We might just change the intro and that's pretty much it. Otherwise, luckily we didn't brand the podcast Yahoo Answers specific. A, we probably would have been sued, and B, it would have hurt these moments like this.
Yeah, if we were called the Yahooligans, it would have been really hard to pivot from that.
Yeah, no, exactly. But that's okay. Look, that was a big thing that happened, obviously.
It was a big thing that happened to us three.
Yeah, but it was. I mean, after having we had a week of no episode as well. Yeah. The bombshell of Marcus dropped on us at the end of the episode before.
Yep. I had to give the audience time to recover.
Yeah.
And you're just reopening that wound.
And look,
Tom.
we did have someone get in touch with us and they were actually broken up about Marcus's situation. So Marcus basically said that that Parmesan cheese is not an acceptable cheese. Yeah. And look, it really did strike us as a strange thing to say.
I actually think that was the final straw that broke Yahoo Answers back.
Yeah.
I heard Marcus say that and said, well,
it's a hex.
We can't associate ourselves with Parmesan haters.
No.
Yeah. We put a hex on the podcast, Marcus. So we had a listener write in that said, can't believe it's been 3 days since the podcast and I still cannot digest what Marcus mentioned about cheese on pasta.
Wow.
So this listener suggested that the King's Court must be called upon to exact justice. It is justified as a fellow Italian. The nonna inside of me is crying.
Oh, no.
Poor nonna.
Not his inner nonna.
And then they thanked us for, me and Damien, for pulling our weight as well. Which,
didn't thank me. They're,
I mean, no. Why would they thank you, Marcus?
Yeah.
It's nice to finally receive an email from one of our listeners who aren't berating me. I feel like I only get hate mail. So it was nice to get something that thanked me for once.
He said the other two. He didn't even specifically say Damien.
The best part is the other listener who's been berating Damien week in, week out said that... He accepted the fact that you called his mother hot, and you accepted the fact that he has no humor.
Hey, when are we bringing this back up again? Now he's gonna be. Now he's gonna come at him again.
He did not accept my cheese hate for Parmesan.
Oh, okay.
He said, he flat out said, he goes, I can look past all of that.
Really?
But Marcus and his Parmesan cheese?
Oh,
no way.
Right. So there you go.
There you go.
And let the record state, I did not call his mum hot. I called her sexy. So let the record show that.
Okay. Okay. Well, look,
we've digressed enough.
We've digressed enough. Let's get in. We need to answer these questions as quick as we can because the website is dwindling.
I love how we're complaining about it being shut down and we're wasting the most amount of time.
Oh, look at that. We didn't have time for any questions this week. Never mind.
Never mind.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to answer questions from the website Yahoo Answers. It's what we do each and every week.
This is such a sad thing to say now.
It is.
And it's not the same thing we do every week. It's the same thing we do for the next month.
Yeah. Until it's done.
It's like it's on Dead Men Walking sort of thing. Like it's on death row.
Walk in the line, these Yahoo answers. So we're going to answer some questions from the website while it's still here. The other thing we do each week is we name the question askers after a theme. It's my theme this week. And I thought it's fitting to name a question askers after, on the day that this comes out, it's actually National Cheese Fondue Day. Hey. So why not name our questions after types of cheeses?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Marcus?
I like it. Yeah. You've rehashed all the wins for people. Not me though. I'm
Marcus, we need to make you lactose tolerant. Yeah. Okay? Because you've been lactose intolerant. Look. We're gonna make you lactose tolerant.
So that's what that means.
Yeah. That's right. It is. It's hating cheese. Exactly.
I wanna go first. Okay. All right. Now I got to let it be known. I like all cheeses, even Parmesan cheese.
Listen, you're so full of shit. Marcus afraid of being cancelled over his cheese opinions.
Yes,
I love some of my best friends are Parmesan cheeses.
Right. Yeah, exactly. My best friend Parmesan, he didn't like my comments.
I was hooked up with some Gouda. Hey. Like I love Gouda.
Marcus, it's too late to apologise to the Parmesans daughters. Well, all right,
fuck Parmesan. We're going with Bocconcini.
Oh, hell yeah!
Oh. All right, Bocconcini.
That's my shit right there.
Yeah. All right. All right. Bocconcini writes in. My boyfriend has hundreds of pictures of my dad on his laptop. I confronted him about it and he said it's for research. All right. So my boyfriend and I have been together for about a year. We live together and he has a couple of laptops. One of them is a personal one, which I occasionally use. A few days ago, I opened his laptop, which wasn't shut down, and it opened a photo album. My dad was on the thumbnail. So I clicked on it. He had hundreds of photos of my dad. I asked my boyfriend about it and he simply said it's for research. I asked him what he's researching exactly. And then he said that he can't tell me because it's confidential. I told him that it's very bizarre and worrying that he has a ton of my dad's pics on his personal laptop. He just gave me a weird smirk and said, whatever you think it is, it's the opposite. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone or something. His complete nonchalance, the way he's been not being bothered how it comes across. We talked about it again and he said that he understands how I feel but shouldn't be worried. I'm confused. This isn't normal, right?
Bocconcini.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Jesus.
So this guy... Yes. Has hundreds of pictures of his girlfriend's dad on his computer.
Yeah, hundreds, apparently.
He's got multiple laptops and one of them is filled with... he's got terabytes of pictures of...
Well, that's the thing. Who knows what's on the other laptops? Yeah, that's a good point. You don't know. There might be more pictures.
Videos of his dad. Of her,
Is her dad famous? Does she make note that
she does mention that he's in a job that allows him to have many pictures online, but she wouldn't divulge...
What does that mean?
Because that's interesting, because I was going to say, if I was to find... You had a folder full of pictures of my dad. I'd be like, how? Like, I reckon I've seen every photo of my dad.
Just behind the bushes taking photos.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I don't know how many photos of my dad are out there. Like, he's of a generation that he doesn't have like Facebook and stuff. So he's not posting photos up all the time.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If your dad is in a forward-facing job in that, like, he might be out in the public. Maybe he's like...
media man.
He might be the president of, like, I don't know.
Your dad was Eddie McGuire.
Yeah. Okay. Or he might be like the president of, like, you know... the local ballet company or something like that.
Yeah. Right? I have the local ballet company.
I mean, I see photos of them plastered everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? It's
Johnny Twinkletoes.
What I'm saying is if I Googled Johnny Twinkletoes and he Googled images, I would get photos of him, right?
Okay,
you get
okay.
Because there's professional photos.
Yeah. I think if you... okay, good point.
Do you think it's less weird if your dad is kind of publicly known?
Yeah.
And they have the pictures, or does it not matter?
Well, then you're almost like you are a fan, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You become a fan if they're a public figure.
But I mean, I'm a fan of Donald Glover. I don't have a folder of pictures of him on my computer.
Let's say you're a teenager. All right. You,
okay.
Okay.
You had a lot of pictures of a band you like. And he was a lead singer of the band.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I don't think that applies to this.
Why not?
He was, because
she doesn't divulge into what, Josh?
I don't think they're teenagers by the sounds of it.
Yeah, he has a lot of laptops. What teenager has a lot of laptops?
Why her dad, of all things? He's not the singer of a band.
If her dad was like Dave Grohl.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I mean, it'd sort of be like.
I like how he's like, it's confidential. Like, he just refused to tell her.
Yeah.
It's like, it's confidential.
What I like is, whatever you think it is, it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Well, I think you're trying to fuck him.
I'm not trying to fuck him. I'm trying to get fucked by him.
I'm a bottom.
Can you guys think of a reason as to why he would have that many photos?
Like why they would have the photos on their computer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say he's making a gift and he needs to paper mache it out of photos of her dad.
Yeah.
Or like it's like some sort of mural. That would be my
guess.
I did
think about maybe a gift, like maybe a photo book or something doing.
Maybe.
Or
just close-ups of his face. Like she's cropped out so obviously.
Maybe it's a present for her.
That's what I would think.
Whoa. I mean, I love my dad. Do I want hundreds of photos of him?
But do you want a handbag with his face plastered all over
it? Let's talk about it in the sense of maybe, like, we don't know the whole situation, but maybe he's a single parent.
Okay.
And she really loves her dad and he wants to make a present for her about something.
He's making like
dad.
A quilt.
I know. His face. I know I've got a folder on my laptop with all photos of my partner.
Okay. Yes.
And like a ton of photos. And I did that for our engagement. I did a photo book.
Right.
So I needed that. So maybe that's something similar.
Oh, okay.
Like,
you know what it might be? Yeah. You know when like, okay, let's just say tomorrow you wake up in the morning and who's a famous person, Marcus?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Yes. Owen Wilson. Yep.
He's dead.
Oh, no.
Owen Wilson has died, right? Yeah. All these news companies have already pre-made like a thing, like a reel.
An obituary
for Owen Wilson, right? Yeah. So maybe she's preparing an obituary and she's just sort of getting things together now to be like, one day
you're going to want all these photos.
Owen Wilson's going to croak.
Yep.
And we need to like have it ready to go.
And you think morbid. The boyfriend is organizing that?
I mean, look,
if I opened my girlfriend's laptop, found hundreds of pictures of my dad, and she told me that was the reason, I would have preferred that you were sexually attracted to him. That's the less weird thing in this scenario.
You find like an MP4 file that's like pictures of your dad over time of your life by Green Day.
Like
it's like another turning point.
Like
that's
what happened to him?
That is such a morbid reason to be that forward thinking about stuff like that.
Damien, it's the exact opposite of what you think it is. He doesn't want to fuck him. He wants to like end his life.
He wants to memorialize
him. Yeah, right. That's the opposite, I would say.
It is weird that he isn't telling her why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, do you think if you were organizing a gift, let's say like the photo book or something,
yep.
and you got caught with all those pictures, do you think you would just explain it to avoid any awkwardness or do you think you would do what this guy did and be coy?
I would explain it.
Well, I think it's a good idea to explain it because it's just like, this is a tough one to get out of.
Yeah,
it's like the best answer is the truth.
Yeah, it's just like you got to say the truth. If you say a lie, I'm trying to fuck your dad. It doesn't really work.
I mean,
out.
You would go anywhere but there, Marcus. I think
I'm trying to get fucked by your dad. That's
Has he said anything
about
me? That's
a slight distinction. I don't want to F your dad. Yeah. I want to be F'd by him.
All right, question for you guys.
Okay.
If you, on your phone right now, or your laptop, do you have an image or a set of images that would make your partner question, what the fuck?
Marcus, yes. I've been through a situation
like
this.
Oh, really?
All right.
What do you have photos of?
So there was a period, this is when I still worked in an office, where the guy next to me, he would always stand up from his desk and he'd stretch, but he'd do this thing where he like hung down to touch his toes, right?
Oh.
And he would just hang there for like a good 5 minutes.
Right.
And I always used to make the joke, I'll give him the name Robert. I'd be like, hey guys, Robert's run out of batteries again, because he would just be hanging there for like 5 minutes, right?
Robert the robot.
Yeah.
Robert.
So then I thought it would be funny. So he'd do it every day. I started taking pictures of him in that pose.
Oh, nice.
Because my plan was to turn it into a GIF of like throughout the whole year, just flicking through him in different outfits, like powered down essentially,
beautiful,
right?
Beautiful, beautiful.
We're friends. It's not a weird thing. We get along. It's not just like I'm not bullying a coworker.
Right.
I thought I'd clarify that.
Yeah, right.
And then one day my girlfriend was going through my phones with the phone. She's like, why do you have multiple pictures of Robert on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
And then I explained to her what I just told you guys.
You tell the truth though, right?
Yeah. And she was still like, That's, not that doesn't really make it that much better.
He's always nice. Stop.
He's always presenting to you, Damien. Yeah, right. Yeah. You've got to think for his butt. Like,
No, it wasn't from the butt angle. It was from the side. Oh, it was the profile angle.
Oh, sorry. Okay, fair enough. Please, Marcus. I pictured it was he was giving him the brown eyes teacher experience.
No. Well,
the one thing I know I have, like, that my friends and I would do is, I don't know, it was a joke. We used to do trivia. And, you know, when you do pub trivia, usually the prizes are like free things that you get from the pub. Like, you know, it'll be like beer merchandise, basically. Mm-hmm. And we won some James Bogue's beanies before, which are like, they look like footy beanies. And I am drinking
James Bogue's at the moment.
Premium lager right now. Yeah, so it's good beer. Sparked my memory. And we're just like, who would wear beer merchandise? Who does that?
Yeah.
And then it became like a Where's Wally in the world. Every time you would see someone wearing a James Bogue beanie, you would take a photo of them. So they're strangers and it's like, it doesn't matter who they are. I've been driving and I've been scrambling. I shouldn't do this. I've been scrambling for my phone to get a photo of people walking
with James Bogue's or...
I could crash my car and die. Yeah. And I get to heaven and at the gates, they ask, why are you here? What happened? I was
Saint Peter, as I was telling, the officer,
he was wearing a white and green beanie that said James Bogue on it.
Go on in, my child.
Yeah. Did they at least look good? Those beanies?
They look like a football beanie. I guess they sort of look like James Bogue's.
Yeah,
And I don't really like.
That's a tough one to explain if your girlfriend saw that. Yeah.
But like realistically, it's like stalking someone, like creeping on strangers and taking photos of it. But
I do have those thoughts sometimes, like who are the random people out there in the world who have seen me wearing something or, I don't know, doing whatever and they've just taken a photo of me and now I'm the butt of someone's group chat, butt of the joke. Everyone's got smartphones. I reckon it's happened to all of us at least once.
What do you reckon yours is? Is there something you reckon someone's ever snapped you for?
I have a habit of, like, if I'm out with friends, I will start dancing like an idiot in public.
Oh, okay.
Just to embarrass them and to make them laugh.
Right. Yeah.
Someone would have had to at least snap me once, I think. What about you guys?
Someone's just like, hey, look at this asshole. Like,
I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's like an article of clothing that I wear that's like, that stands out or anything.
I've got one which my brother sent a photo of someone else wearing what I was wearing to make fun of me.
Right.
So it was a yellow beanie.
Oh. Yeah.
So I would imagine being the part of the Yellow Beanie Club is very exclusive.
Right.
He's shamed me so much that I don't wear the beanie anymore.
Oh, no.
But that being said,
he deserves that because he shamed me for wearing a denim vest.
Yeah, that's
true. Never wear it anymore. So that is your just desserts right there.
I feel fortunate. I don't think you guys have ever shamed me for wearing anything in particular.
No, not in particular.
Tom, would if there was something to shame.
Thank you. It's true. Thank you.
Just you're flawless.
Literally perfect.
Yeah, literally perfect.
I don't know.
Literally.
The only thing I could think of is like when I go to the gym, I have to tie my hair up in a top knot and I look like a shrunken troll.
Yeah.
it's not super long, but I'm sure they'd be like, look at this little fucking little beanie.
Look at this little
butt on the top of his head.
Yeah, maybe someone probably would have.
Someone's probably snapped that before.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's probably it. Anyway, we've gone off the question.
Way off the question.
What do we want to say to Box?
All right.
Like, what do you say? Like, is it that bad of a thing to have the folder?
I think it is pretty. It's not bad, but you need to know the answer.
Yeah, yeah. It would kill me. I would need to know the answer.
It would kill me. And I would even go as far as saying, because they're living together, if you don't tell me, you're sleeping on the couch.
Okay. Oh.
Every night until you tell me.
Yeah. You'd want to know. It'd be eating you up inside.
It's not breakup worthy, although it's probably
And then the boyfriend will say, I don't need to sleep on the couch because I'm sleeping in your dad's bed tonight. It's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all right. He's like, he goes, fine, I'll sleep on the couch, and then puts the quilt with his dad's face. As well. Good night.
Is that fair enough? I think it's fair enough because, if it's a present for her.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it doesn't matter if it's your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister.
Yep.
If you have hundreds of photos of them, you need to tell your partner why you have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
You can't act coy about it. It's not a thing you can act coy about.
No, I'm with you on that.
Whatever you think it is, it's the opposite. Well, you're not sleeping in my bed tonight. You're on my couch.
Okay. Let's leave it there then for Bock and Chini.
Yeah.
I'm going to go next with this one. Yep. And this one's going to come from mozzarella.
Ooh, a bit of mozzarella.
Cheesiness.
Okay, so mozzarella writes in, should I inform my professor that my classmates are cheating? Hi, this is very hard to talk about, and I'm in a programming class, and it requires a lot of work. I've received help from one particular student in a class. However, I was accused of cheating because my work was like his. So after that, I did my own work and everything without any help. Unfortunately, my other classmates on GroupMe are receiving help and much more.
Group
meaning me? It must be like an app or something. Okay. Meaning that this guy is doing their program and fixing for them. One particular girl in the class has admitted that she will be doing her assignment on the last minute and ended up having someone to do it for her on GroupMe. I feel like that this is not hard work and I'm trying to not let this bother me anymore, but it's eating me inside every day now. Plus, they all gave this guy money at the end as a gift. I find it very odd. I have always been taught that hard work goes a long way. Should I inform my professors about this? Mozzarella.
Oh, I... It's bigger than cheese. As a gift. No, they're paying him. That's
yeah, right. Here you go. It's a gift
for
you.
It's a gift in like quotation marks. He's providing a service. My ass. Look, I'm of the belief that snitches get stitches. Yes.
Right.
All right. But it feels like she's already received a stitch
okay.
for like... The you know, for copywriting
right,
earlier.
Right, right.
So now it's her turn to give like the...
Oh, you got to pay it forward, basically.
You got to pay it forward.
You got to be like Haley yeah. Joel Osment yeah. and pay it forward. Doesn't he stab someone in that movie, that kid?
I mean, I think so.
I don't know.
Why not?
So people are paying this guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he is...
Doing the work.
He's basically doing the work just for like... Him. He's like Mark Zuckerberg. He's like a coding genius.
Right.
And he's just like, whatever, I'll do it and I'll just take the money for it.
Yeah.
And then I'll claim it as mine and the Winklevoss twins will sue me and then Armie Hammer becomes a cannibal.
Yeah.
That's how that whole thing unfolds, right?
This is the origin story of Facebook now on this story.
Did you guys ever toy with the idea of... I don't know if this ever happened to you when you were doing... essays yeah. and you know Google online for you know quotes and resources and stuff and I feel like I don't know if it happens anymore. I feel like I'd always get links to essays that are already written about the topic you're writing about.
Oh,
and they'd give you a little taste. It's like a little intro paragraph. It's like, poor, that is a good paragraph.
Yeah,
it's
right.
like, but if you want the rest of the essay,
yeah,
you have to pay $5.
Uh-huh.
And there were definitely times when I was in uni where I was like,
I need it.
It's a night before, it's due the next day. $5 and the essay's done.
$5 is $5.
And then I can watch a movie and yeah. I don't have to stay up until 2 a.m. to do the essay.
Sure, but would you pay for it and then just like read over it and say that's fine, or would you then go ahead and
I would fix it up. I never did it. I never pulled the trigger.
Change it, right?
Yeah, you have to change it because now with near the end of my uni degree, and I think it's commonplace now. When you submit an essay, it goes through a program and it'll tell you
it's been plagiarized.
How similar it is to other stuff online. So it might be like your essay has a 5% similarity to other things online.
Yeah, and then there's like a threshold that it has to be
on. Yes, okay. And a lot of time that happens just because you're using quotes or you're quoting sources. Mm. So that's going to happen. So I figured if you just throw in one of those essays, it would be like 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Could police kick down your door? You know what I mean? Right, like, right. And it's all over. So I never did it. But I definitely toyed with it, be like, oh, if I could just have the night off and pay for an essay.
It's tempting, right?
Yeah. So you guys never did that?
No, never.
I never did that. But what I did do in high school, which I feel like everyone did in IT. Again, this is back in the old days where it never really happened. But
yes, we are old. We are old, Marcus. We get it.
We had to submit our Excel project via USB.
Sure.
So
Dropbox and Google Drive.
Yeah, before Dropbox, for all that. So the teacher would say your assignment's due at the end of the class. You can work this class on it, whatever. So what a lot of people did, me included, was you'd wait until a few of the smarter people submitted on their USB. Then you say, I'm ready to submit mine. You'd grab the USB. You'd grab their document. You change your name, change a few little things, put it back onto the USB as your own.
Right.
And that's you submitting the project.
Change the font. Change a few things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get, and you know what? Right. Sure enough, you'd get a B because the teacher didn't give a shit. This
high school, they're just like, yeah.
This particular IT teacher could not care less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he flat out said it a lot of the time. But yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Look, I've cheated on tests a couple of times.
Ooh,
yeah. A couple of times.
Tom.
One of them was...
I didn't get no vitriol, but
one
Tom
of them,
did.
One of them was a science test. Expected. I think it was year 10.
Okay. Do you know why? Because I expect it from you.
As I said,
5 minutes ago, I said Tom is perfect. Yeah. So I don't expect it from him.
That's true.
Well, look, what it was is it was basically, you know, in a science class, you're sitting down and you're doing tests with, you know, next to people or whatever. I was working on my test and I think what I did was... I basically swapped tests with the person next to me to help them.
Right.
And I was just like, I'll take it and I'll write the answer down and you take it and look at this.
Wait, you gave each other the papers.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
no
like,
one
just
noticed.
Like go over it. Well, it was just like, switch it over, right? And so I switched it over and then I'd written, and then I switched it back. And then as I switched it back, right, I'm writing and I look up and there was another teacher standing in the room, like looking straight at me. And like she'd come in and she'd talk to the teacher and was just like, blah, 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 and then looked at me like the Terminator. Oh, no. Like the Terminator when they're like in the arcade looking for John Connor, right? Good. I was John Connor. And she walked up to me and she's just like, she comes up and I'm like, oh, this is it. She caught me. She saw me swap the paper back. Yeah. She comes up to me. She goes, was Andrew here this morning in homeroom? And I was like, yeah, he was. And she's like, okay, thank you. And she walked off. I'm like sweating bullets as she came up. But yeah, like
you would have been dying.
Yeah, no, and it's like it's no big deal because it's like it's year 10 science in the end. But the other time was a little bit. It was I think it was in at uni, and there was someone had left the room and we were doing like this sort of assignment thing. And the teacher had left the room, sorry, and the answer sheet was literally just sitting on their page. And I like looked at it and I was like, okay, and I passed it around to everyone.
Hey, everybody.
I'm like, the answers are here if you want it. And it was like, oh, yeah, yeah, great, awesome. And they're like,
look, if you want to cheat, here you go.
Granted, but it was like an audio mixing class. So it was like, you know, it's not.
That's kind of beautiful, though. You were like Robin Hood. You stole from the rich and you gave to the poor.
And it's not like I've got a qualification for like building like, you know, skyscrapers that are now going to fall down because I cheated and I didn't realize what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's small fries.
It's mixing.
You touched on a good point there. I think it all comes down to like this person wants to snitch.
Yeah.
It all comes down to what those people want to get out of the course they're doing, right? Right,
exactly.
So it's the whole, I mean, it's a cliche, but they're only cheating themselves. If they want to learn how to do their job, they're not getting better. They're probably not going to find any decent work because they don't know how to do simple problems.
Right.
They're only hurting themselves. If anything, these people keep cheating and they're not learning anything, they're going to be less qualified.
Yeah.
Or you're putting in the work, you're going to be more qualified. You should be more likely to get a job over them.
You would think so, right? Especially, but it's something like computer programming.
Mm.
If you don't know that, if you've got the qualification but you don't know that, you can't fake that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because your program will not work.
Yeah.
Like if you don't know how to code or anything like that, you can't just like get by everyone else doing the code.
It's like faking to be a surgeon.
Yes, exactly.
You cannot fumble your way through a job like that.
I feel like you hear it all the time with like plastic surgeons. It's like, he never had his plastic surgeon license and he just was operating on people all the time. It's like, why would you do that?
Just giving people boob jobs like, when they didn't ask for it.
All I can do is give you a set of tits. That's all I really know.
That's all I got, guys.
You got a nose problem? That's all right. Have some boobies.
Have some boobies up there.
Have you been watching Botched as well, Tom?
I love Botched. Oh, God. I love Botched. I love the two.
Calm down, Tom.
I want to be famous. Botch is a great song. Great choice.
My girlfriend watching last night.
Yeah.
And after every commercial break, I went, I want to be famous. It's the theme song. It's great.
It's great. Botch is basically they fix people's plastic surgery problems.
Yeah.
And some of the shit these people like go through.
Yeah.
The woman watching last night, she was like, their boobies were like, I want to say they were like size Z. I didn't know they could be that big.
And they're like so big that the skin is so thin. Yeah. It's like a balloon. Like it's like,
you're just waiting for it to pop. Like it's a water balloon like, just waiting
literally,
to pop.
Right?
And the crazy thing is like, she's like, I want them to be bigger. Yeah. And the surgeon's like, no, you can't even drive a car.
Yeah. There's always one person on Botch, right? Where they look like they've had too much and they're like, I'm going to meet doctors to get this even bigger. And you know that they're going to turn around and be like, no, get out of here.
They're crazy.
Yeah, right. When then there's someone who's like, I had like 5 nose jobs and they've like ruined my shit. Can you fix it? And they're like, yeah, we'll fix that. But we're not going to give like the lady with the
size Z
Coco Bongos.
Majungas.
We're going to make them double Zs. They don't do that.
No,
it doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen.
Anyway, great show, Botch.
It's good to know someone else on the Botch train.
Hey, I don't mind getting botched every now and then. Okay, so back to this person. They're wanting to tell on the people that have been cheating? Tell the professor.
I feel like, what do you have to gain out of it? That's the question you got to ask yourself.
I guess people's grades. It's like, I mean, I know there's a grading curve. Yeah. If people are doing better than you, that can hurt. That can't hurt your score, can it?
It depends on depends on what it is. If you're just trying to get your degree, it's like
please get degrees. I mean, what are you going to gain out of it? You might gain like people like hating you if they find out you're the snitch,
right?
And that's all you're gaining out of it. You're not gaining better marks out of it or anything like that.
I get that it's like it could be someone like potentially taking your job though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That person could get a job from you.
Yeah. I guess it depends what they're doing it. Like you were saying, if it's architecture, like engineering, I would be ratting everybody out. Because like you said, there are lives at stake.
Sure.
I mean, I guess IT could, depending on where they're working, it could also mean lives are at stake.
They could be trying to program a love robot, then make it a hate robot, and then kills everybody.
And it rips people's dicks off instead of sucking them.
Then I'm actually like John Connor with the Terminator. He's chasing after me in the arcade.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard because
you're like, I think overall, we often say snitches get stitches.
Yes.
Like, I think that if we were going to have a quote on our podcast,
that's one of them.
The question is, snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
This is our tagline.
I'm very conflicted about this. Because like high school, like you said, that cheating kind of feels like very, doesn't feel major.
It's elementary.
It's a minor. Yeah.
But if you're getting degrees, I don't know.
It's also just like, wow, dude, wow. You stood in the way of me getting through this course. Like I'm trying to get a career here.
I'm kind of leaning towards snitching. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
I would just pretend I did not see.
I would feel absolutely butthurt.
Yeah.
If
someone dubbed you in.
If someone dubbed me in, it was like an elective.
Oh, yeah.
I did like Asian cinema as an elective. I'm an accountant, guys. I did Asian cinema to get my degree.
And how often do you use that every day?
Yeah. Not very often.
Marcus talks about Wong Kar Wai all the time.
Yeah.
Train to Busan, he loves that. Right,
Train to Busan is a great film. But if I was cheating in that subject and someone snitched, I was in Damien's class with that one. And if someone snitched, if Damien snitched on me saying he's actually just copying essays online, and I'm like, I don't even give a fuck about this subject. That's why I'm doing this. Then
it doesn't affect.
I just realized Train to Busan's not even by Wong Kar Wai.
All the Chinese cinema people.
Do that again.
It's very easy to do. Anyway, so yeah, like I was saying, I would feel hurt if someone snitched on me and it was an elective.
Right, right.
But if it's not an elective, if it's like a key subject, snitch.
But I want to know, do you drop the phrase like, all right, guys, this spreadsheet's done. Let's get it on the train to Busan.
Always.
How dare you?
All the people I work with are always just like, Marcus always has these obscure Asian movie references whenever he's like putting in a balance sheet or a profit and loss statement.
It's like he's like, every time he finishes something, he quotes something.
Yon Sang-ho directed Train to Busan, by the way.
Just to be corrected, if you're listening out there,
we know.
If you're screaming at us.
So Marcus, even though I was, focusing on cinema for my degree, turns out I wasn't paying attention either. We both would have failed.
Yeah.
Okay. So what have we said?
We've established.
Snitches get stitches.
If it's a very important subject, snitch. If it's not. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Let's agree with that. It's a bit of a tough one, but let's move on. Damien, you got the next one.
This is going to come from Creamy Brie. I feel like Brie is like a...
What's?
I feel like it's a very like a basic bitch cheese, right?
So it is, right?
Everyone's got a Brie on
their
cheese.
Here comes Nigel with the Brie.
Yeah, and the thing is, I just cannot deny my basic bitch roots.
I'm with
you. Creamy Brie is so good.
There is always a reason why a Brie is on the cheese board. Uh-huh. Everyone loves it.
What's the difference between Brie and Camembert?
Oh, man, Camembert's good.
What's the difference?
One's got a thicker skin, I think. That's it.
One you can like yell at. Fucking idiot. I can take it.
Yeah, I think one's got a thicker skin. I don't know which one it is, but one does.
I always thought Camembert was a bit like more intense in flavor
as
well.
That too.
But what about a triple Brie? Is that more intense than a standard Camembert?
Oh, I'm out of my depth.
We're not cheese connoisseurs, Tom.
Yeah, you clearly aren't. You
my
hate cheese
knowledge goes down to cheese go in mouth.
Yeah, right.
Cheese then, good.
Cheese upset stomach. Cheese go out.
Cheese goes out the back.
So in summation, cheese good.
Yeah, cheese good. Creamy Brie.
Creamy Brie. Oh, God, that's kind of gross. Look, I'm not going to announce what the heading of this question is because I think it kind of spoils it.
Very little.
Yeah, so I'll just read it. My husband works at an advertising company. We're struggling a bit financially because we're saving up to purchase a new apartment. He is used to eating fast food and spends more than $300 a month on just fast food.
Okay.
That's about $20 a day.
I was going
to
work it out.
Okay. I talked to him about it and he agreed that I make sandwiches for him instead to save money.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was going on well. However, I noticed he wouldn't respond when I asked whether he liked the sandwiches or not. But he still kept asking me to make more than two since he was very hungry at work. Yesterday, he came home with his friend and coworker, and his friend brought up my sandwiches and how delicious they are.
Oh.
I thanked him. Then he said the price was a bit much. I was confused. I asked him to explain, and he said my husband sells the sandwiches I make to his coworkers, then goes to buy his own lunch from a restaurant.
I fucking love
it. I was stunned. My husband denied it. I began arguing with him after his friend left. I told him I will no longer be making him sandwiches if he's selling them to buy fast food. He defended himself saying he's not technically spending money on fast food because he's selling them for profit.
Yeah.
He refuses to apologize.
Whoa.
Creamy Brie.
Wow. This is next level good.
He's pushing sangers. At his workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Cash money, obviously.
She must be making some fucking good sangers.
That was my first thought, right?
She must be making some top dollar sangers. If he can sell them for $10 a pop and still get his fast food.
Surely he must be not eating $20 a day worth of fast food. He can't be selling two sandwiches for $20.
Well, she actually said in the comments he's making on average about $15 a day.
Wow.
which means he's probably selling, let's say she's making 3 sandwiches a day.
Okay.
So that's-
No, 2. She said 2, didn't
No, but he said he asked for more. He wanted more than 2.
Because he's hungry.
So let's say 3. Okay. So that's 5.
She's making a fucking sandwich platter. Here we are.
So let's say on average, that's $5 a sandwich.
Yep. Okay.
Which is reasonable.
Yep. Yeah.
But if he's spending that money on fast food, I don't think he thinks he's not spending money, but then think about the
cost of that sandwich.
Yeah, all the ingredients she has to buy.
And the time she spends.
Nah, but look, she's making the sandwich to save the money. So the money is saved, right?
Yeah. How much is a loaf of bread?
$3.
$3, yeah.
So okay, let's do some sandwich.
A sandwich wouldn't cost you $5 unless you're putting a lot of shit in it.
Yeah.
But would I pay $5 for a homemade sandwich from my coworker?
I wouldn't want
it. If it's fucking good.
This is the thing, right? Do you ever have the thing at work where people are just like, oh, someone ate my lunch from the fridge?
Yeah
it's happened before.
Who the fuck? I would not want to eat another person's lunch. Who the fuck does that? I would not see a Tupperware container and be like, oh, don't mind.
Yeah, I would never eat someone else's lunch.
But
if someone has like 4 slices of pizza there,
no, I'd be like,
ooh, I would steal it because that's bad.
I don't know how they've cared for this pizza. Was it on the counter? Was it in the fridge? Right, I don't know. Right. I'm going to catch salmonella or something.
Good point.
There's nothing appealing about homemade food from somebody else to me. When I look at it, I'm just like, ew, get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah. These sandwiches have to be so gourmet.
Right.
Like for me to drop $5 as opposed to going to an actual sandwich shop.
A sandwich shop will cost you $15. It's like, it's a third of the price.
I had a friend whose mum worked at a bakery and she made sandwiches, right?
Yep.
And when I was at uni, we'd have our like morning tea break. He'd break out a sandwich and it was in one of those cardboard/plastic. The ones you'd buy a sandwich for.
Is it weird that like seeing food in a cardboard thing like that gets me excited?
It was folded. You could see the condiments, and he's like, "I'm like, what do you got today?" He's like, "Oh, looks like we've got chicken and this and turkey." And I'm like, "They looked appetizing, rather than wrapped in Glad wrap or something like that."
Yeah. In high school, one of my friends his mum worked at a canteen, would make these amazing like schnitzel cotoletti rolls with salad, and he would sell them, and he'd pretty much do the same thing. He'd just eat his own mum because it was delicious stuff.
He's like, I like him too. So
yeah, exactly.
I missed out by not eating it.
I think he's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, he is.
It sounds like in advertising.
Yeah,
so.
I think he's like, sell me this pen. He's like, I'll sell you this sandwich.
I feel like as far as what cheese did you say? Brie, triple brie, or double creamy brie?
Just say brie.
As much as Brie says, like it's a bit of a slap in the face. Like you're not even eating my food.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Mm. You're saving the money.
That's what I'm saying. The money is saved. And she's not seeing...
If she doesn't want him to eat takeaway food because he's getting fat, that's different.
Yeah.
But don't you think hiding it from her is an admission of guilt that he's in the wrong?
Well...
If that's what we're arguing.
I think she should be more offended that he doesn't want to eat the sandwiches because I'd be like, do you not like the sandwiches?
Yeah.
Do you not like my cooking or preparation?
But also think the work that she has to go into, buy the everything that she needs. She's making the sandwiches for him.
Yeah.
If she let him know about it and let's say she made 3 sandwiches, he kept one for himself, sold 2.
Yeah.
It's a $10 profit right there.
Yeah. Right.
They're trying to save money.
Keep the money.
He should have cut her in on the business.
Yeah.
And they should be... Every $10, that's $10 a day. It's $50 a week.
They're making money rather than losing money.
That's money they could put towards the apartment that they're saving for, right?
I get it. And it's more of a labor of love that she would go to the effort to make the sandwiches. She's like, oh, I do it because it's for you. I don't do it to make money and to keep other people happy so you can then get KFC and get a Zinger Stacker.
I mean, there were definitely times like when I was still living at home, my mum would make lunch for me and I'd be at work and people were like, oh, Damien, we're all going to go get dumplings.
Do
you want to come? And I'd be like, peering at my sandwich in my bag and being like, I feel like I'm cheating on my mum because she made this sandwich for me.
Yeah, but see,
throw it out on the way home so she thinks I ate it.
Yeah, but you don't need to throw it out. Like, does your work have a fridge? You can say I'll eat it the next day.
It does. I know, but still, I don't know. It just feels a little bit.
Yeah,
because then I get home, mum's like, "What do you want for lunch tomorrow?" And I'm like,
"You say no, mum.
I didn't eat your sandwich.
All right, I had dumplings. Okay,
you don't. It's not that bad. You say, mum, I didn't eat lunch today. I'll eat it tomorrow. It's all good. Well, you don't need to do the work tonight. Yeah. It's fine.
I guess I have a conscience, and you don't. I guess that's all.
I do it sometimes where I take leftovers, and it might even be a meal prep, right? That I've made, and it's the third day of meal prep.
Yeah,
and I'm looking at it in the fridge, and I'm just like. I've had this for the last 2 days straight.
Yep.
I'm going to bail and I'm going to go get some bami.
I've done that plenty of times. It happens, especially on like a Friday. Like you've had all week of eating, like if you're trying to be healthy, you're eating crap and you're like, I just want to put real crap in my stomach, not this healthy crap.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I look. It's if I made it, like I mean, if I made it, it's fine.
Right.
I mean,
it's not about. You're not trying to disrespect whoever made it. No. It's just more or less just like
what you feel like on the day,
like a cheat meal.
Yeah. Yeah. This question reminded me of, I don't know if this ever happened to you, Marcus. There was a teacher at our high school.
Yeah.
Where when it came to lunchtime, you'd pull your lunch out.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, "Hey, Damien, what do you got?" And you walk over and you pick up the sandwich. You're like, "Oh, schnitzel sandwich. Here's $10. Go get yourself something."
Get
and
real.
And he would take your lunch. What? Yeah. Used to do it all the time.
Oh my God. What is wrong with people?
I don't understand, because the canteen had better food and for that, like the hold on. Sandwich might have been delicious, Dan.
My mum's a great cook.
I'm not dissing the sandwich, but like $10 is $10.
But it was so funny because my brothers worded me up on this teacher and be like, "It'll happen to you."
Yeah.
And
yeah,
for me, like it was, I had him for a few years and it had to happen. And it kind of felt like I was waiting to be like I wanted to be the pretty girl. I wanted to be picked out. Right. And when he was like, "Hey, that sandwich," I felt like I'd been chosen.
But very special. But did he pick other students or was it just you?
No, he'd like walk around and be like, "What do you guys got?
Today's your lucky day." And he'd be like, "I'm going to eat your food."
And it was always like, "Here's $10, go get something from the canteen." And he'd always, which I think that's a fair price.
Yeah.
You get something good from the canteen.
You could get something really good at $10.
I mean, I work at a school and I don't want to eat another kid's lunch. I mean, I will say, kids' lunches.
Oh,
like
he was a big fatty.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me just digress.
He was a big fatty, that guy. And,
excuse me.
But look, to be fair, I don't know why he would do it, but you know, it's a story that Damien's still telling, and he knows his name too. Hey, I know his name.
He was a great teacher. One time we were supposed to go on an excursion, got us to sign everything. We got in the bus. He said, "Hey, guys, we're going to McDonald's."
Of course he's going to McDonald's. Of course. You didn't go to the excursion.
No, that was the excursion.
Well, you just went to the McDonald's?
We went to McDonald's.
Where were you supposed to go?
We ate McDonald's. We hung out at a park.
What?
He's like, "Okay, I think it's been enough time now." Went back to school.
What?
Yeah.
How do you get away with that?
I refused to name the teacher's name.
What year level was that?
I would have been like 8 or 9.
If it was 9, I would have been there. Yeah, I think so.
We did it together.
Damn, where were you supposed to go?
We didn't know. He just said we're going on an excursion.
Mystery trip. Where are we going?
Mickey D's.
Killer Road McDonald's. Get excited.
To this day, best excursion I've ever been on.
Oh, I don't know about that. McDonald's you can get any day you want.
Not when you're a teenager.
I will say, the excitement of like when we're driving back from like camps, they'd be like, "Oh, I think I heard whispers that we're going to stop for a soft serve."
Exactly.
The bus is going to pull in. We're going to be allowed to go get a soft serve.
Yeah.
And when that happened, it was the most amazing thing ever.
It was glorious.
Here's a question for you, Tom.
Yeah.
Would you rather an excursion to Science Works or McDonald's?
Well, look,
you take it too long with McDonald's. 100%.
I will say, 2 weeks ago, I went on an excursion to the zoo, actually. I was like an accompanying staff member.
Did you eat a koala there?
I didn't.
It's not good enough as McDonald's.
I had my eyes on a meerkat. But Science Works is fun, Damien. Like, we've talked about our love of Science Works when we were younger. It might be a trip down memory lane. And I'll get McDonald's on the way home.
We can drive back.
You're right.
And get the McDonald's.
Well, look, in high school, when you're like 14, it was exciting.
I want a Big Mac.
Yeah.
I get it. Fair enough. Okay. Well, what do we want to say for this person here, for Bree? What do you do? Is it wrong to give your food away for money? I think if.
I mean, that's a different question.
No, but like you're giving it away from your loved one that made it. Does it make it okay if he's then just like, "Here's your cut for this week"?
I think if he put his girlfriend in on it, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Like Marcus mentioned, there's a guy at his school used to sell his lunches. I had kids ask me, "You bring me some lasagna, I'll give you like $5 for it." I had that happen to me.
These kids just like, are they malnourished?
No, yes. I think
they just had parents that didn't care.
No, but think of it this way, right? Like we're at the school we went to was very multicultural, but let's say your background's predominantly Australian, right? Like you're white bread. There is no. You're basically Irish, right?
Yeah, yeah. I got a Vegemite sandwich every day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, yeah. I think if you see like somebody who's Italian and they're making they see their mum's making a giant slab of lasagna.
I get it.
It's probably exciting for them.
Maybe that's what it is. It's having that sort of like,
it's sharing a different culture's food.
Yeah, right. It feels like an authentic thing. And I'd do that like with other mates who, you know, had from different backgrounds. We'd swap foods, be like, "Oh, I want to try your curry. I want to try this because like, I don't have
like Vic Market. Everyone's like throwing fish at each other and shit.
Yeah, like my mum was never making, you know, like a chicken biryani or anything like that.
Good point.
So it's experiencing different cultures with your palate. It's beautiful.
Sure.
We're sharing cultures.
I kind of get it, but I'm just like at the fact of like, I just like to know where it came from.
But what we did at high school was beautiful. What this guy's doing, I think, is more of a betrayal.
I feel like, all right, we're on Bree's asking the question here. Yeah. I feel like what she can do is say, "You make the sandwiches."
Yes. 100%.
I think if you want to do this profit, if you want to eat that, that's fine. You make the sandwiches. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I think that's reasonable. Or he gives her a cut.
Mm.
I do think there is a discussion, a larger discussion. If this guy is spending $300 on fast food every on a week.
Yeah.
I'd be concerned about my partner's health as well.
Yeah,
if they drop, and plus financial health as well. But you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's not good. That's not bueno.
The first thing you do to save money is like stop eating out and stop getting like takeaway coffees and things like that. The ones that are just like, it's so easy and it adds up.
It's the easiest thing to do and you save so much money.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get that from that standpoint. If they are trying to save money, he's not making a difference by saving, like by affecting that, if that's their goal, but it's more of the betrayal.
If he was eating one of the sandwiches and selling the other two, I think that's more acceptable.
Yeah.
That would be like, well, you are extra saving money. It's great.
At least he's not throwing it out and then buying fast food. You know what I mean? Like, that would just be then a double waste.
Yeah.
So I was kind of happy that that wasn't the case.
Yeah, that's true.
But maybe make him yourself. Like, she should stop making them for him.
Yep.
And if you want to make, I'll teach you how to make these sandwiches. They're not hard.
It's just peanut butter on a piece of bread.
Who's just like, oh, yeah, you make the best sandwiches. It's like, well, just like show me how to make it and then you can do it. It's like show a man to fish and he'll eat for years.
Yeah. He'll make money for years. Yeah.
And maybe another compromise is maybe you should open up your own sandwich store. Because you guys see, he works in advertising. You're apparently good at making sandwiches.
Right.
Put the two together, baby. Exactly.
He's already like, you know, establishing a following.
Yeah.
Your wife, she's a sandwich artiste. She's already sold multiple works.
But she's already getting one complaint that they were too expensive.
You know what they don't have?
Yeah, also, his mate's a bit of a dick, isn't he?
Yeah, right. His mate just ratted him out.
You know what they don't have? Is like food trucks, but with sandwiches. Specifically just sandwiches.
That's true. Just like a good sandwich.
I reckon you could just like roll out. Bang, sandwiches. Like really, like I'm talking like a...
Good ones.
Yeah. So let's sell some shit sandwiches. Why would that be my business model, Marcus?
I don't know, man.
Are they good sandwiches? They're the best sandwiches, Marcus.
They're the best, All right, all right.
And they have to call it something fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know.
You're there. Fun
in the oven or... We need the dough. Or
We need the dough is okay, but not fun in the oven.
You don't like that? You don't like that one?
No, I didn't like that one.
What about our daily bread? How's that?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Sacrilegious, but okay. Yeah. Look, it's a working title.
And amen to that question.
Right. Let's leave it there then. I think we've answered relatively enough. Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, let's leave it there for that question and let's leave it there for the podcast as well, guys. Great questions brought to the table as always. Week one of the countdown for Yahoo Answers to end.
Yep.
We'll get through it.
I do think we need to start stockpiling.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how like when, it's not similar at all, but I was going to say when bears go into hibernation.
Oh, right.
And they shove rocks up their asses.
I thought you were going to say like stockpiling toilet paper because of the COVID stuff.
We need to stockpile questions. I think we need to like just save as much Yahoo Answers as we can before the ship goes down.
Yeah. I will say as well, if you're a listener out there and you do peruse the Yahoo Answers universe and you see something, you're like, hey, send it on to us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's only three of us here. We can only look at this website so many times.
That's a good point. The Yahoo universe is going to go down soon.
It's going to go down. So, I mean, make the most of it. If you love listening to the show, you might actually... I enjoy reading the answers as well like that.
Yeah.
When I see a funny question.
We don't
really dive into the answers that we see. But like, it's a great website, so it is a real shame that it is going down.
Yeah, we don't get other people to cut our lunch, Tom.
We
don't need that.
Do you know what we should do? Mm. We've done it before and it was fun.
Yeah.
Seeing as it's shutting down, I'm not going to make a promise because we don't. We're not going to make keeping to our promises.
Yeah.
But do you remember one episode we actually put our own questions up on the site and people answer them?
Yes.
I feel like that might be a good curtain call to your hands going down. We throw up a question each and see what responses we get back.
And that's our salute to the end.
All right. Marcus looks disappointed because that means he has to do some work.
Oh, God.
I don't ask questions, Damien. I'm perfect the way I am.
Here we go. Maybe that's a question. I'm too perfect.
What do I do?
What do I do
to feel like a normal person, like a fellow person?
I am too perfect. I don't need your advice. Mm-hmm. Please give me advice.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. There you go. There's your question. It's done.
So, look, guys, get on the website. That it's provided us with so much content and we've delivered that onto you. So get on the website and see what you can find. And if you do find anything, you can feel free to email it to us at tqhpodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, if you just want to say hi or let us know what you think of the show, we'd much appreciate that too, as we always do. But that's all the time we have for the show, guys. We really appreciate you all for listening. Thank you, of course, to Marcus.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you to Damien.
Thanks, gentlemen.
And as we end every episode, stay curious. Thank you. you again for listening. If you want to get in touch with us and ask us a question of your own, you can email us at tqhpodcast@gmail.com.
That email again, Tom,
is tqhpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on what, Marcus?
We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook
at tqhpodcast. You can find us there. And we are also on, Damien,
wherever you can get a podcast, that is where the TQH podcast is. Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, you name it, we are on there.
And if you head over to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and leave a review, that would be fantastic. 5 stars if you think we deserve it. Thanks for listening.